How is it that a marriage that begins with such a great sense of hope and anticipation can end just a few years later in conflict, even divorce? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to today's episode of Fresh. Families are falling apart these days at an alarming rate, either through divorce or with husbands and wives living under the same roof in terrible tension and conflict in anything but intimacy and love. And let me tell you, no one's immune. There's not some magical immunization shot that you get to protect you against marriage breakdown when you accept Jesus into your life. A lot of it is about our own selfishness. We all know that marriage is about honoring one another, but somehow, as time goes on, as the romance evaporates, as reality sinks in, as our soulmate's weaknesses and foibles start driving us crazy, somehow we want our soulmate to honor us on our terms, and that's it. It's my way or the highway. I deserve your respect. Stop telling me what to do. Just stop it. But that's actually not how it's meant to work. Romans chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. Your love must be real. Hate what is evil. Do only what is good. Love each other in a way that makes you feel close like brothers and sisters, and give each other more honor than you give yourself. Let me ask you something. If you're married, on a scale of 1 to 10, how's your marriage traveling right now? Is it healthy? Is it all happening? Are the two of you close? Sobering thought. And here's the second thing. If your wife or your husband would change one thing in you, something you say or do, something they need from you on their terms and not on yours, what would that be? Well, don't just sit there. That's God's word, fresh for you today. You know, I love it, just how practical God's word actually is. He speaks into the real things that we have going on in our lives with such wisdom and power. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some in-depth teaching from God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.